Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting second, the shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Al Woods. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh, the DH, Sam Ewing. Batting eighth, the center fielder, John Scott. Batting ninth, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jeff Bird. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third, the right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth, the DH, Larvell Blanks. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pat Dobson. And now, play ball. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stagg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby strikes out. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Staggs bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Staggs. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duffy moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Duffy tags and scores. Two outs. It's Blue Jays, 2, Indians, 2. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-1 in the game. Dade takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Velez strikes out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cardi scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Fossey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ewing hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to second. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rader moves to third. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rader scores. Ashby moves to second. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Bird fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Ashby and he is out. Staggs applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0-for-2 in the game. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rader bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Woods moves to second. One out. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0 for 2 in the game. Ewing is walked intentionally. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Woods moves to third. Ewing moves to second. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Jim Kern now pitching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashby is walked intentionally. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woods scores. Ewing scores. Ashby moves to third. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 2 in the game. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bocht moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Pete Vukovich now pitching. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fosse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bocht moves to third. Norris moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to home to get Bocht. Norris moves to third. Fosse moves to second. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovich fields it and throws to home to get Norris. Fosse moves to third. Duffy moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Fosse scores. Duffy moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. It's 5-3, Blue Jays. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley strikes out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Velez strikes out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-3 in the game. Blanks strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bocht moves to third. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ewing bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to second. One out. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to third. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Frank Duffy. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.